State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Mills Family Pharmacy, Barbersboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concept, Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Gondolier Italian Restaurant on Broad, Midas of Murfreesboro, State Farm, Toots Good Food and Fun, Madeline Scales Harris for City Council, the Krischer Law Firm, Bud's Tire, and Reeves Sane Drugstore. And don't forget, if you're taking pride in getting our athletes back on the field, guess who could do that? Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. We're about ready for tip-off between the Single Boys and the Smyrna Boys. And here for the play-by-play action is Brian Barrett.
All right, let's get those starting lineups from Loveless Fine Photography, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. First of all, four of the Siegel Stars, 9-0 on the year, district regular season champion, 23-0 overall. Number 35, Aiden Burton, 6'2", senior guard, Burton. Number 22, Ryan Jones, 5'5", senior guard, Jones. Number 10, Charles Clark, McDonald's All-American nominee, Charles Clark, 5'11", senior guard, Clark. Number 25, DJ McGee, 6'2", junior guard, McGee. And Braxton Eddings, a 6'2", sophomore wing, Eddings. For the Smyrna Bulldogs and Brian Turner, the head coach. The Bulldogs 11-12 on the year, 3-7 in district play. Number 3, Taylor Vanderbilt, 5'11", junior guard. Number 21, Mikhail Repress, a 6'3", junior post. Number 15, Richard Mulligan, 6'3", junior guard. 23, Chevelle Glover, 6'3", junior forward. And number 5, 6-foot junior guard, Jalen Johnson. And those are your lineups. About ready to jump it up here between Repress and Charles Clark. It's controlled by the Siegel Stars and Jones, and Jones lost it out of bounds, so a turnover to start the game.
Well, to be honest, he should never have gotten that tip. He hustled to get it, but the tip really belonged to Smyrna, and he just stole it. Then it knocked out of his legs.
Red out night here, the Siegel boys with red Nike Elite socks.
Explain to us what Red Out Night is exactly,
Brian. It's for the American Heart Association. Okay, I think they've raised some money here and have done some things to help raise some money and awareness about heart disease here at Siegel, and that's part of Red Out Night here this evening. Smyrna basketball, Mulligan and Glover playing catch in the corner. Mulligan looked over the three from the right wing, nothing there. Looking at a zone by the Stars, like a 2-3. The baseline, Glover has it blocked. Eddings pushes it out, finds Burton. Burton, bounce pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt gets by, long pass into the corner. And they reset. Mulligan for three, it's off the back of the rim. Rebound, Johnson has it in the lane. Off the glass, the junior missed the shot. Rebound won't go, and there's gonna be a foul on Smirnoff crashing the boards there, and the foul is on Johnson.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do tonight, because both of these teams, pretty good rebounding teams.
Siegel moving left to right in the white uniform, trimmed in navy and silver. Bird for the three, no good. Rebound after the Clark miss on the floor, and jump ball, I think, coming up here. And that is indeed what they call. It's going to be a timeout called to save possession by the Smyrna Bulldogs. And it's a 30-second timeout for us to talk about Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
Don't settle for anything less than the best. That's right. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. They put their years of market experience to work for you. They've got plenty of years, too. You can consider it so. Uh-oh. Didn't you catch that? I was being, you know, funny with Stan and Bob. Okay, never mind. With Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. You didn't help me at all with that commercial, Brian. Not one bit.
Well, I figure you're a professional.
And you do those so well, so professionally well when you do them, yeah.
Congratulations to Jim McGuire, by the way, for another successful Groundhog Day luncheon. Smyrna in the corner, trap. They throw it away, now throw it right back, and now Eddings has stolen it away. Lots of turnovers, missed the shot. Clark for the rebound and put back. He's hacked, he's fouled, he's going to the line. Groundhog Day was Sunday. Groundhog saw a shadow, so six more weeks of winter. Go figure. But Groundhog Day luncheon over at the Murphy Center today. Great crowd getting ready for Blue Raider baseball.
You know, I don't care now that there's six more weeks of winter. We've got Freddie Freeman and Jason Hayward signed up for a while, so I'm okay.
The scoreless stalemate is broken by Charles Clark at the free throw line. Clark's second toss is up and good as well. So Charles Clark 2, Smyrna nothing. Full court press here by Siegel Nation. Glover still in the backcourt, double team. They got to get it across pretty quick. And ball loose on the ground. 10 seconds is the call. Boy, Siegel's defense is smothering. John, they inbounded it and only got it a quarter away up the floor.
And I think if you're Smyrna, you got to look up the field, look up the court. They're looking sideways, and you can't do that against Siegel. You won't have enough time.
Burton for three, swish.
And he had a guy in his face too, Brian.
Top of the key, Aiden Burton with the first bank three, 5-0 Stars. Driving the lane, Johnson dumps it out, gives it off to Mulligan, and the runner in the lane is good for Richard Mulligan. Little five-footer there. Ryan Jones up the floor, passes off to Eddings, back to Jones between the rings. Right side, Burton over to McGee. McGee to Eddings, tries to go baseline, cut off there by Repress. Out to Bird, and it's in there for a first bank three. Charles Clark letting it fly from the left wing. Pass almost intercepted by Jones. Glover in the backcourt, long pass up, Smyrna gets it down. Right wing, Mulligan there. Out front now to Glover, around the horn in the left corner. Johnson for three. Jalen Johnson, the first bank three, and gets the first field goal here, or the second field goal for the Bulldogs, 8-5. Burton another three, this one off the mark. Rebound, Repress, outlet pass, down to Vanderbilt. Taylor to the right wing, lost it off his foot for a moment, and then pushed by Eddings. Braxton Eddings picks up the foul.
Playing pretty good defense, but Eddings just got a little too close when the ball became loose, and he's going to the bench. Gooch is coming in for him.
Dominique Gooch, the senior, usually comes in about this time anyway. Ben Dotson uses a lot of players, and with the up-tempo that he plays, really needs all the players that he uses each night. Vanderbilt. And gets the five-second call. Charles Clark with smothering defense there. Four turnovers for the Bulldogs. And it will be Siegel's basketball. Jones crossing the timeline now. Good luck to all the middle school girls and boys teams that are playing in the sectional tournament this week. Lob Jones to Clark. Not a great pass up there for the dunk. Vanderbilt for three off the side of the rim. Rebound. Glover has it for the Bulldogs. 4.5 to play in the first. Glover goes up. He's hacked and fouled by not one, not two, but three Siegel Stars. And the referee will pick one out of that pile. And it's going to be Gooch. And it will send Chevelle Glover to the Toots free throw line. Toots, good food and fun. Broad and South Church here in the borough. Sam Ridley in Smyrna. Glover's first toss is in there. Hunter Farrell going to come back in. He's going to come in for Glover. Second toss, no good. He's going to have to wait a moment. McGee up the floor. Siegel, two-point lead. Jones. Jones spots for the three, front of the key. Oh my goodness. He almost just called that one. 11-6. Quickly up the floor, Johnson back out, finds Mulligan. Mulligan shot with the one hand, no good, from about eight. Rebound, Jones, and now it's going to be a Jalen Johnson foul. That's his second.
You know, I thought Glover going down the floor. I really thought he should have just gone on and tried to take it in. He had a one-on-one situation with Jones. Instead, decided to pass it out.
Farrell gets in the game, and also DJ Williams coming in for the Smyrna Bulldogs.
Ben Dawson in his Tuesday evening attire.
It's casual Tuesday.
Casual Tuesday, yeah.
Right side, Charles Clark from the wing. To Gooch, top of the key, batted away by Darryl Harrelson, who also came in. Siegel's ball right in front of the Smyrna bench. Burton to Jones. Jones takes it right, now left. Pop it back out, Burton. Top of the key for three. It's off the back of the rim. High. Rebound gathered in by Clark. Goes up. Little hesitation and lays it in the hole. Clark with seven. And the ball turned over. Pressure up the floor, and Vanderbilt lost it out of bounds. Siegel basketball right here in front of our broadcast location after the fifth turnover for the Bulldogs.
I'm going to kind of do like a neon sign, you know.
I can see it's flashing.
Yeah, flashing.
Yeah. Just watch what you flash. Braxton Eddings from the left wing spot. Charles Clark pops out. Long three. Oh, my.
Good grief. That's four threes here in the first quarter.
That's right, Charlie Brown. And now they've turned it over. Eddings bounce past Gooch. Has it blocked. Run down by McGee. 10-point Siegel lead. McGee flips it over in the corner. Eddings. Not open for the three. Drives in the lane. Hook shot. Bounces. Won't go. Tip in, Will. Braxton Eddings. And a timeout on the floor. Siegel Stars leading the Smyrna Bulldogs 18-6. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter on State Farm Prep Basketball.
If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you an auto insurance discount from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so we'll charge you less for your personal auto insurance. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts through Auto Owners Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
I want to say hello to State Farm agent Bud Morris, located at 3245 Franklin Road, just down from Franklin Road Christian School. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Bud Morris, 893-1417.
Hunter Farrell, they get it down to Mulligan, and Mulligan gets the basket to fall. Richard Mulligan. Long pass thrown away by the Stars. And Smyrna then loses it out of bounds, but it's going to be Smyrna basketball. Aiden Burton coming in, McGee going out during timeout. Oh, no, that's the Giller lineup that we had in a moment ago for Siegel. Down the floor, Jones after the steal, then he steps out of bounds. Ran out of real estate there on the far side. Smothering defense by the Siegel Stars so far in this one. Mulligan up the floor. Mulligan going to be fouled. Fouling Gooch, I believe. Hunter Farrell inbound here on the near sideline. Mulligan, after the inbounds, has it now from the left wing spot, trying to bounce pass it down low. Turnover, and here come the Stars. Jones lays it in the hole. Ryan Jones after the turnover, and now Jones has stolen it away after a lazy pass by Smyrna. Behind the back pass to Gooch for the lay-in. 22-8, Stars. And now Burton trying to steal. Going to step in front of DJ Williams and commit the foul. Burton's first foul. Williams comes out, by the way. Harrelson in the game. Chevelle Glovers is the one who came back in. Pass tipped away by Burton. And it will be Siegel basketball. Make that Smyrna basketball with Glover to inbound. Farrell has it picked away. Coming down the floor is Eddings. Puts it in the hole. No, just misses. But he's hacked and fouled. Foul is on number three, Vanderbilt.
Right now, every time Smyrna puts the ball on the floor, there's a Siegel star with their hands reaching in there to get that ball. This is turnover, 10 turnovers now for Smyrna.
Too many. First free throw, no good. 22-8. John, gosh, we got a minute 41 left here in the first quarter. I know it was 8-6, Siegel. So they've gone on a big run here.
In about 2 minutes, too.
Second free throw from the Toots free throw line for Eddings is no good. Missed them both. Rebound Smyrna. Ball loose. Gooch to Jones for the lay-in. There's another turnover. And there's the result. Smothering defense here by the Siegel Stars. And now a whistle coming up the floor. They're going to call a foul on Gooch. And I have that as two on Gooch, and so he's going to have to come out. 24-8 Siegel.
The bad thing about it, Brian, for Smyrna, every time the turnover's made, it's costing points. And that's even double damage. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's okay.
It sounded good.
It started out great, but it ended poorly.
I do know what you're saying, though. The turnovers and then the baskets, that's the problem, if you will. On the inbounds, Darryl Harrelson flushes down a shot with a jam to bring his team back within 14. Driving baseline, Eddings. The ball tried to pass it off to McGee. Last touched by the Bulldogs. Going to be Siegel's basketball. Ryan Jones, no, make that McGee, going to inbound here in the corner between the sideline and baseline. McGee's three is up and it's in there. First bank three, DJ McGee. Threes have been pouring in too, John, and when Siegel gets those going, now pass intercepted. Ryan Jones, lay in, good. Jones with 9, 29-10.
They don't have an answer for this press.
Right now, it has been detrimental. Driving in there is Mulligan. Mulligan charges, and he's going to get the foul call. And the foul, it's on, well, Edwin Roberts. Edwin Roberts just checked in and committed the foul. It's going to put Richard Mulligan at the Toots free throw line. Good food and fun at Toots. Daily specials to save you money at Toots.com. First toss by Mulligan is good. I think maybe his seventh grade year he missed a free throw. Richard very deliberate in his delivery. Takes his time. Doesn't rush those shots. Burton in the corner has it tipped away by Jalen Johnson. Inbounds by Burton. Burton gets it in to Ryan Jones with 27 seconds. He's going to hold it here, it looks like. Jones does take it there to the left side, dribbling around with it with 14 seconds. Now they go to work here with 9, with 8. Burton to Roberts, back to Burton. Burton going to drive baseline, pull up for the long two. It's no good. Rebound. Smyrna has it. Saved, but that's the end of the first quarter of play. With the Siegel Stars leading the Smyrna Bulldogs 29-12 as you listen in to State Farm Boys Prep Basketball.
Butts Tire has been helping Rutherford County with tires, oil changes, brakes, and more since 1987. This is Kay Mitchell, and even though we opened Butts Tire in 1987, Bud started changing tires with his father next to the old hardware store in the 1950s. Just as it was true in the 50s, it is still true today. At Bud's Tire, you will always get friendly customer service. Visit Bud's Tire on the Old Woodbury Highway or call us at 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
When you need a new heating and air conditioning system, who do you call?
I call Roscoe Brown.
For over 75 years, this area has turned to the experts at
Roscoe Brown.
That dependability that you've learned to trust for over 75 years is now available for plumbing and drain cleaning as well.
Roscoe Brown.
24-hour emergency plumbing and drain cleaning services.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
From State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Sir Pizza, three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online.
29-12 is your score as the Siegel Stars lead the Smyrna Bulldogs. 29-12, no more scores to pass along. Other than MTCS 25, Santa Fe 12. That's after a quarter of play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Jones brings it down here as we start the second quarter of play. They get the pass here to the top of the key. Shot by McGee is no good. Rebound saved by Smyrna, then put up by Clark after the steal. Charles Clark with 12 here in the first quarter after 13 turnovers. Farrell burns it down low. Harrelson turns, spins, missed it. Farrell with the rebound and put back. It won't go. It goes out of bounds and will be Smyrna basketball. Smyrna to inbound. They get Farrell. They get it down low. Shot up. No good by Vanderbilt. Tipped up. Tipped out. Going to be controlled by Johnson and now stolen away by Jones. Jones going to be tripped up from behind now by Johnson. That's three on Johnson, and it's going to force Coach Brian Turner to go to the bench. And Mulligan got a short breather there with the quarter break and just a few seconds into this second quarter. He's back in. Mulligan over here defending. Charles Clark here at the wing. Clark takes it back out front. Now to Burton here from the near wing. Long pass across court to Charles Clark. Three. Oh, my. He is just playing out of his mind. 15 points. Smyrna down quickly. The pass kicked. They didn't call the kick. Goes out of bounds. Pass by Williams. It's going to be Smyrna basketball, say the officials. Siegel doesn't necessarily agree. Mulligan out front. They get it down low. It's Farrell. Gets the basket. Hunter Farrell, his first points. Burton takes it baseline. Glides in there from the right side. Missed the shot. Rebound. Put back. McGee. Couldn't see who it was there for a second. DJ McGee. 36-14. Siegel. Long pass up. Mulligan. Mulligan shovels it down to Harrelson. Harrelson put it on the floor. Has it stolen away, I think. It's rolling around. Going to go out of bounds. Off of the Bulldogs. Siegel basketball. John, one thing that I can remember from way back when, back in my middle school managerial days for you at Walter Hill, when somebody put it down on the floor underneath the goal, you'd yank them out. You hated that, didn't you?
Yeah. That's the worst thing you can do, really.
Well, I mean, what happened right there? Lost the basketball.
Too many bad things can happen. They can strip the ball away from you. You've got to take that time to go back up.
Jones three, no good. And now they're going to say Eddings pushed off and fouled. Yeah, you don't want to put the basketball down where everybody can get to it.
It's one of the hardest things to teach a kid, though, to keep from doing.
See if we got any other scores here for you. No, one reminder about tomorrow night. Lady Raiders did not have a game scheduled until last week when the game at Southern Miss was rescheduled. It is going to be played tomorrow night. Dick Palmer going to Hattiesburg, Mississippi for that game tomorrow. Toots' free throw is missed. Burns it down low to Jones, and Aiden Burton lays it up in the hole.
Well, Burton had to get that one for self-defense.
Yeah.
It was about 80 miles an hour.
Ryan Jones threw a bullet. Full court pressure again, slapped away by Clark. Farrell runs down the loose ball. It's DJ Williams, bounce pass to Harrelson, lays it in the hole. Sometimes, John, that happens. You get free down there. Gooch, oh my goodness. Siegel is shooting the rock tonight. But first bank three.
Siegel also understands that too. You know, the Stars know that every once in a while they're going to get burned, but they're going to take the gratification of everything else they get from it.
Well, it doesn't happen enough to justify
not doing it.
Foul is on McGee. It's his first foul. Checking into the game is Rob LaLance, sophomore for the Siegel Stars. And at the foul line goes Taylor Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, a couple of dribbles. One and one, doesn't get the second one because he missed the first. Ryan Jones calls the play. Clark takes control of the basketball there at the top of the key. Clark against Gonda and Mary. Clark dribbling around with it. Now he's going to take it in. Dumps it down to LaLance. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, put back won't fall. Ryan Jones with a rebound put back. This one won't go. Ryan Jones tips it out. Now Gooch lost it out of bounds. It's going to be Siegel basketball, and Smyrna fans are furious. Foul line jumper, Roberts off the front of the rim. Rebound. Smyrna had it stolen away by Clark, and then he couldn't hold on to it. Here comes Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, no-look pass, going down baseline. Glover lays it in. Chevelle Glover, first basket, or field goal, if you will. 41-18, Stars over the Bulldogs. Charles Clark pulls up for three from downtown, no good. And Edwin Roberts going to be fouled on the rebound, or he did the fouling. We'll just have to see.
Well,
it's him fouling.
He had position, but he kind of backed into the rebounder there, and going to send Glover to the line, I think.
Blackman leads Stewart's Creek 30-14 at halftime. 30-14.
Well, I think that's another team just finding its stride right now, the Blackman Blaze.
And it's, of course, time of the year when teams kind of find their stride. Make a big run in the tournament. It's hard to believe, but this time next week we'll be gargling that salt water to get ready for the long tournament. 41-19 with the free throw there by Glover. He'll have another at the Toots free throw line. And this one's good. 5 points for Glover. 41-20. Ryan Jones between the circles. Jones dribbles around, just under 3:50 to go in the first half. Ryan Jones pulls up for three in there. First bank three, Ryan Jones. Everything he's touched has turned to gold tonight. Tipped out of bounds. How many passes have they tipped? How many Smyrna passes have been tipped by a Siegel tonight?
At least one time every time down the floor.
That's what it seems like, isn't it? Long pass up. Gonda Mary has it now to Mulligan. Mulligan, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound. Burton. Burton just kind of throws it up the floor. Mary trips and falls, tips it out of bounds, and he tripped over the feet of Akenna Okeke, who just checked into the game. Burton to Gooch, and now there's going to be an illegal screen The screen. It's Jones. Ryan Jones with his first foul. First round of the middle school sectional. Stewart's Creek defeated Mount Juliet 43-38. Shot up, tipped out. After the Smyrna miss, here comes Clark. The remainder of those games have been canceled due to the weather. Clark driving. Clark's going to be fouled by Gonda Ameri. Gonda with the foul.
Ameri didn't back down. He swatted that thing away but got him with the body.
And we've got a timeout here on the floor. It's a 30-second break. A last final word here. No parting shots for Bob Buggenstein.
No,
just the final word.
Let's do this straight. From residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Buggenstein bought at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com.
That was very good, John.
Thank you.
Just want you to know that
I was very serious.
Serious, professional. It's almost like you're professionally trained.
I was kind of professionally trained for that. Since 1997, I've been...
Is it 97?
Well,
I guess so, yeah. 95 for me.
Well, actually, when y'all let me on the air, it was like 2011. But yeah, I've been with the organization since 1997.
You were behind the scenes?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
You know, out ropes for you guys.
Scene setter.
Equipment.
Charles Clark's first Toots free throw is good. 16 for Charles here in the first half. Seen some amazing performances in boys basketball. Our last broadcast Friday night, Andrew Rogan for Blackman at 45. Charles Clark with 17 now as he hits that second Toots free throw. OKK with it, drives, lob, gets it down low to the big man, Anna Mary with the first basket. Long pass up, Burton saves it. Clark steps out to Jones, now to Gooch. Gooch for three, it's no good. Rebound, Smyrna on the run. Bulldogs laying it in, no. Vanderbilt had to rush that shot a little bit. Mulligan runs down the ball, tips it away. Here's Ryan Jones to lay it in the hole. If he was about three more inches taller, he would have rattled the Raptors here, I'd imagine.
Well, how many turnovers has Siegel gotten after Smyrna's rebounded?
And how many points off turnovers? Siegel has lived off of that tonight. Gonda Mary gets it down low, turns, spins, nice move in the lane. Going to be saved by Siegel, inbounds to Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt gets his first basket. Siegel down the floor, Aiden Burton going up, misses it. Rebound Mulligan. Mulligan over to Vanderbilt, layup good.
You know, there's a secret rule. You don't try to save the ball when you're on your defensive end. You can save it when you're on offense, but don't do it on the defensive end. You get easy baskets by the other team.
In the lane, driving in there is Jones, and Jones is going to be hacked and fouled. Jones is going to go to the Toots free throw line. If you haven't visited Toots.com lately, you need to. You can check out all their daily specials. See what's on the menu. Full rib platter all weekend long is one of my absolute favorites. At the free throw line, Jones misses the first toss. He'll have another. After a quarter of play, Laverne 19, Riverdale 16 in boys. 19-16, Laverne. Second free throw goes for Jones. Ryan with 15 points. He comes out probably for the remainder of the half. Brian Normand, sophomore, in the lineup here for the Stars. OKK to Vanderbilt, to Mulligan, now to Vanderbilt between the circles. And there's going to be a foul underneath called on Roberts, I believe. Edwin Roberts picks up his second foul. Malik Gray leads Laverne with 8 points, by the way, in that first quarter. Gonda Amiri at the Toots free throw line hits the first. He'll have another. Friday night back here at Siegel for the Riverdale Siegel basketball games. Monday over at Oakland for Riverdale Oakland, then it's district tournament time. Got Lady Raiders and Raiders playing part of that, so we'll do at least one night on the web live and tape delay. Second toss is good on the air. We'll have all those details on WGNSradio.com. Ryan Jones dribbles around with it out front now, bringing it down the across the timeline. Now to Charles Clark in the lane. To Burton. Burton tries to lay it up. Missed. Rebound Clark. Clark going up. Got the basket to fall, and there is a foul. Fade away. Falling down. One-handed flip. And Clark got it to go.
Well, he's having a special night tonight. We might see 45 from him tonight before it's over.
Well, he's got 19 with a chance to make it 20. From the Toots free throw line, missed it. Smyrna in trouble. Stolen away almost. Gooch goes up after the steal, but tipped out of bounds. And apparently lost out of bounds by Siegel. The Smyrna is inbounding. Mulligan over to Glover. Glover throws it away. Hunter Farrell can't get to it. House into the game, by the way, as well. LaRich House, sophomore. Very deep Siegel team, bringing in lots of kids tonight. Clark working around here with Gonda Mary. Defending here with 31 seconds. Siegel just burning some clock here. Going to go for the last shot, it would appear. With 22 seconds, Jones. Now with 14 seconds, Ryan Jones still with the basketball, takes it to the left side. Get it down low. Jones cuts through after passing off. House missed the shot. Put back won't go. Ball on the floor. Pulled out of there by Smyrna. Long shot up and no good by DJ Williams. And that is your first half of play. With the Siegel Stars leading the Smyrna Bulldogs 51-28. And we are indeed at halftime. We invite you to stay tuned as you listen into State Farm Prep Basketball. We'll come back. We'll have all the stats for you here on WGNS as we continue in just a moment.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more.
There are several things that customers need to look for when trying to select a reputable company.
Josh Whitlock with Ace Construction.
Contractors must be properly licensed, insured, and bonded. And the company should be a member of the Better Business Bureau in good standing.
Ace Construction of Tennessee, 809-2621. Online at aceconstructiontn.com.
Krischer Law Firm, planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
I'm Ralph Krischer of Krischer Law Firm in Murfreesboro, and I want to help you and your family keep more of your hard-earned money. There's probably someone in your life that you've thought about leaving your assets to. Many people think a will takes care of their family, but did you know there are serious issues with a will? There are better alternatives. Learn more at KrischerLawFirm.com. That's K-R-I-S-H-E-R LawFirm.com.
Planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
There's more to helping patients feel their best than simply filling prescriptions. Reefzane Medical carries a broad range of competitively priced medical equipment and supplies for sale or rental. You get the best equipment for your needs by providing a personal consultation, product demonstration, fitting, and follow-up. Our inventory includes equipment for respiratory, mastectomy, diabetes, and of course, durable medical equipment. Delivery and setup within Rutherford County are always free. Reefzane Medical is located behind Reefzane Drugstore on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We just want to say congratulations. We live in a community that just has so many wonderful athletes. We're just so blessed with so many awesome high schools and middle schools and just have so much talent here. It's just amazing. So congratulations to all of you players, parents, and coaches. A job well done. Did you know that Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider of MTSU Athletics? Go Blue Raiders!
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. Come by and see us. We have gifts for all different price ranges and for all occasions. We have Luminox, we have Citizen, we have Seiko, we have Tensi watches. They're all wooden watches with wooden dials, wooden cases, wooden bands. They're really unique, something that you can wear and get a lot of compliments on them. I'm right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part tonight by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas, Animal City, Ace Construction of Tennessee, Music World, Drummer's Den, and the Stones River Mall. And don't forget, you can read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Thursday and Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post. 51-28, Siegel leads the Smyrna Bulldogs after the Smyrna girls defeated the Lady Stars tonight, 51-26. It is 51-28 here at halftime in the boys' game, and the team stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. 11 rebounds for Smyrna, 13 for Siegel. Siegel has shot an incredible 53%, and they have, which could tie a record, I'm not really sure, but eight first bank threes in the first half, 17 of 32 shooting for Siegel. Smyrna 9 of 22 for 41%. They have one first bank three. Smyrna 7 of 10 from the free throw line for 70%. Siegel 5 of 9 for 56%. And Smyrna guilty of 18 turnovers. And that has been the difference in this game tonight. And only five for the Smyrna, make that the Siegel Stars. The scoring looks like this for Smyrna. Taylor Vanderbilt with four. Richard Mulligan with six. Hunter Farrell with two. Chevelle Glover has five. Daryl Harrelson with four. Agonda Ameri with four. And Jalen Johansson has 3 points. For Siegel, Dominique Gooch with 5 points. Aiden Burton with five, Ryan Jones with 15, Charles Clark having a great night as well, 19 points, DJ McGee with five, Braxton Eddings has two. Of that starting lineup, Dominique Gooch has 1 3, Aiden Burton with one, Ryan Jones has two, Charles Clark with three, and DJ McGee with one. So it has been a shooting freak up. A three-point shootout for the Siegel Stars tonight. Siegel led 29-12 at the end of the first quarter, and they lead it here at halftime by a score of 51-28. Tonight's game brought to you in part by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophies, Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, and Prentice Office of Heating and Air. Also, State Farm agent Trey Helton, located at 2690 Memorial Boulevard between the Sports Com and VA. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Trey Helton. And that number for Trey is 895-0500. 51-28, the Siegel Stars lead the Smyrna Bulldogs. Brian Barrett will be back after this timeout with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home Scoreboard Update and also the play-by-play of the second half as we continue as you listen to State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fan's Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Get to a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. You've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Andy Womack, and I'm that State Farm agent. 890-0850.
Get to a better State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state. 895-2700.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
Hello, this is Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. I would love to be not only your voice of reason, but your choice in this upcoming election. As I have done for the last 4 years while serving on the council, I promise that I will continue to listen, speak up, and follow through. I need your support. The blessed of us must help the rest of us. Let's continue to be the city of choice for all people.
Paid for by Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. Walter J. Harris, Jr., Treasurer.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jenny Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King representing tonight's game. Get to a better state with State Farm.
Starting second half for Smyrna. Mulligan, who has the ball now. Smyrna's basketball to Glover. Repress. Vanderbilt, and in the far left corner with the basketball now is Johnson. That's your Smyrna lineup. Jones, Clark, Burton, Eddings, and McGee, the lineup for the Siegel Stars. Ball turned over by Glover. Here come the Stars. Bounce pass down low. Eddings layup good.
Beautiful pass. Brilliant pass by Jones.
Right here in front of us, Jones almost stole it away and now tipped. Last touched by the Siegel Stars. Those lineups, by the way, for the second half from Loveless Fine Photography, Fans Heating and Air, and Winners Trophies. Chevelle Glover, the long toss into the backcourt to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt across the timeline now, here to the right side. Now takes it to the foul line, dumps it there on the far left side to Johnson. Back out front to Vanderbilt, 4-3, right side, oh my! Count it for Taylor Vanderbilt. First bank three. Down low, layup is in there for Braxton Eddings, who's come out strong here in the second half. Siegel quickly down the floor and a nice pass to Eddings to lay it in the hole. Mulligan, top of the key, bounce pass into the left corner. Over there he finds Glover. Make that Johnson, now back to Mulligan. Lob to the foul line to Repress, now left wing. And it's another three over there on the far side by Jalen Johnson. 55-34. 55-34 Siegel. We played about a minute and a half, just over that, as a matter of fact. Burton, deep right wing. Siegel moving right to left. Burton for three from there. It rolls around the rim, falls away. Rebound, Glover. Glover to Vanderbilt, up the floor to Mulligan, lost the ball. Burton stole it away. Burton going to bring it down himself. Fakes left, goes right, layup good. Burton with seven.
Put a little ice cream on that scoop right there.
I think his favorite flavor may be chocolate.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a pretty move.
Sure was. Johnson going to go baseline, pulls up from about eight, no good. Rebound, the Stars have it. Ryan Jones, stutter steps, glides in there, amongst a double team, kisses it in off the glass. Brian Jones, 17 for Jones. In the backcourt, bounce pass up the floor. Burton almost stole this one away, goes careening into the stands.
When you play this kind of tenacious defense, you know, Ben Dotson, he just about has to sub a lot. I mean, because it's hard to keep up that pace.
Well, he has no choice.
And he just keeps on bringing them in, and they all play the same way. Go after the ball, hustle as hard as you can. And here comes about five of them right now.
He's about to bring in some young ones. Burton, bounce pass, gets it down the lane to Charles Clark. Layup with the left hand, Charles Clark. Siegel still pressing here, up 61-34. Mulligan gives in the lane, puts it up with the right hand, no good from about four. Burton pulls in the rebound. Burton, the long pass up to Jones. And Coach Ben Dotson stops Jones, calls a play. Jones fakes, glides in there, tries to go off the glass with it. And the foul, it's on Johnson. It's four on Johnson. And at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line stands Ryan Jones. The first freebie is up and good. Fans Heating and Air is built on trustworthy service and customer care. 893-7930. LaLance in the game. Connor Wilkerson is in the game for the Stars. Got others. Second free throw is good by Jones as well. I think you've seen the last of some of these people. Omar Lyons is in. Brian Norman back in there. LaLance and Edwin Roberts. So a fresh five. Down the left sideline, Vanderbilt pulls up, fade away from about 12, no good. Rebound, Lyons. Omar Lyons up the floor, stutter steps to the foul line. Down low, LaLance goes up strong with the left hand, missed it, but Roberts there to put it back in the hole from the right side. And a timeout on the floor with the Siegel Stars leading the Smyrna Bulldogs 65-34 as you listen into State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
Here's to the benefits of teamwork. Not just offense or defense, not just coaches or players. It's teamwork that matters most. Players coming together to make an incredible play and lift the team to new heights. First Bank understands the value of teamwork. Our banking teams work together to help you win in the game of life. We're more than banking. We're First Banking. See firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Andy DeGraw explains the DirecTV by Intersource difference.
We're going to be there to talk to you one-on-one. We're a local provider that understands what the people of our community want and need better than anybody else. And we also are going to cut out some of the long wait that you might have when you call national call centers.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Smyrna basketball. Bounce pass into the right corner. They get it down low. Trying to go up with it is Harrelson after the pass from Okeke. And there is a foul on Roberts for the Seagull Stars. Gonda Mary inbounds. Vanderbilt drives, gets in there, flips it up with underhanded the right hand, like I just almost flipped the pin out of my hand. Nice shot. Omar Lyons for three, a little long. Rebound, Smyrna. Long pass up. Stepping in front of it is Brian Norman, but he threw it away. Great hustle there, though. Then Vanderbilt lays it in the hole from the left side. 65-38, Siegel. 3:26 to go. Third quarter of play. It's Riverdale and Laverne tied at 36 at the half. They're behind us a little bit out there because it's senior night at Riverdale. Norman between the rings over right side to Wilkerson, now to LaLance, top of the key. Back to the sophomore Norman. Omar Lyons has it now. Lyons, a freshman. Norman over right side to LaLance. That's hard to say three times fast. Wilkerson cuts through to the foul line and threw it away. It's Vanderbilt for three, too long. Rebound, Roberts has it to Norman. Long pass up to Omar Lyons, goes baseline. Lyons gets up there, gets tied up by Okeke, and he tips it out of bounds. And now the starting lineup back in for the Seagull Stars.
Well, I thought they did a good job, those five that came in. Took a lot of time off the clock and held their own. In fact, built the lead, actually, a little more.
Jones to Clark for three from the corner. No good. Rebound Vanderbilt. And now McGee is going to be tagged with the foul. DJ McGee. Don't forget to check out WGNSradio.com and click on sports or goprimetimesports.com. There you'll find the District 9A bracket. It's already there. They start their tournament Friday. We'll have 7 AAA tournament information very soon. They're having their district tournament meeting tomorrow. And I've gotten a little inside scoop on the bracket, so I'll share some of that later on tonight on DirecTV by Intersource Tournament Central. Foul on Bird Clark. That is his second foul. Smyrna to inbound on the baseline. They do so. Jordan McCroskey, sophomore. Boy, he looks like a grown man out there, doesn't he? Jordan
sure
McCroskey. Driving here right side, DJ Williams takes it in, misses the shot. Rebound. McGee, long pass up the floor, thrown away. Siegel doing a little running here. 7 turnovers for the Stars. Long pass up, McCroskey to the foul line, tipped away. They touch every pass. McCroskey in the lane, drives, gives it up down low to Harrelson, bounces about 3 times and falls in for Darryl Harrelson.
Harrelson did a good job of protecting the basketball that time.
Jones, no look pass down low to McGee, tipped out of bounds. 65-40, Siegel with a minute 37 to go here in the third. Inbounds, Ryan Jones, untouched, laying it in the hole. Jones with 21, so does Clark. Clark has that same number, if you will, 21 apiece. Vanderbilt to McCroskey. McCroskey's three. It dings off the front of the rim. Rebound run down by McGee to Jones. Ryan Jones to the foul line, to the left elbow, to Burton cutting through. Missed the shot. But who's there to put it back in? Ryan Jones.
One of the best guards that you'll ever see about getting the rebound.
Vanderbilt has it tipped away, and here's Clark. Clark, long pass down to Gooch, and he lost it out of bounds. Great pass down to Gooch. He just couldn't hold on to it. Gooch kind of got in midair and had to stretch for it and fell out of bounds.
Do you have a sports-related injury, Brian? Schedule an appointment with Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance today. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com.
47 seconds left here in the third, 69-40. Hunter Farrell to Mulligan. Long two, no good by Vanderbilt. And now a foul on Gonda Ameri, pushing off to get position on the rebound. That's two on Ameri. And Ryan Jones going to walk it down with 30 seconds as they set up here for the last shot of the quarter. Jones and Vanderbilt. Jones now takes it baseline from the left side. No look pass. Down low to Charles Clark. Ball on the floor picked up by Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt almost has his pocket picked. He does indeed throw it away with six, with five. Gooch with four, with three, with two. Pulls up for the three. No good off the back of the rim. And that is your third quarter of play, with the Siegel Stars leading the Smyrna Bulldogs 69-40 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
If you need books, you go to the bookstore. If you need Blue Raider tees and gear, go to Lightning's Locker Room. If you're looking for the biggest selection of Blue Raider gear anywhere, why go to the bookstore? A bookstore specializes in and sells books. After all, it's in their name. Lightning's Locker Room specializes in and sells tees, sweats, polos, flags, and more, and spend all of their time creating the biggest selection. Lightning's Locker Room, the official merchandise source for Blue Raider athletics. 910 Richley Road, turn off Frog between Chewy's and Chili's, and at the football stadium.
Toots, good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurant. Good food and fun at any of the three locations in Rutherford County. We've been in business almost 30 years, and we've watched this community grow to very dynamic. And we can only do that if you do your research and vote for the person or persons you think are going to do the best for our community. We support WGNS in this political year, Toots. And Toots wants you to vote.
Good food and fun.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Aiden Burton to inbound the basketball here on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS. Sean Middleton actually comes over and gives us a little hand here. This team played well tonight. On the road, district win. Charles Clark for the three.
Going to head on over to the Waffle House now.
You said that, not me. That was John.
I didn't say that in an ugly way. I just said that's probably where they're going to go for,
Well, you were talking about scattered, smothered, and covered, and then you said him. So I just figured you were talking about him.
Oh, no.
In the lane, Javel Glover with a nice move. Underhanded shot there on the right side to get it to fall in right underneath the basket. 30-point lead here for Siegel with 7:20 to go. In the game, bounce pass down low, Clark layup good, and the foul, the reverse style. Charles Clark, 26 points for Charles Clark. So Clark goes to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They have built their business on the finest products and services in the area since 1966. 893-7930. The free throw is good by Clark. Mulligan right here in front of us. Long pass up. Gonda Ameri free. Just to lay it in the hole. Ameri doesn't have to jump very high to get to the goal. Jones for three. It's off the front of the rim. Rolls around the lip and then off. Hunter Farrell up the floor to Mulligan. Mulligan drives high off the glass. About as good as a pass because Glover offside rebound and lays it in. 6:40 to go in the game. Siegel going to pick up their 24th win. They're still undefeated. Still undefeated in the district. They're the district regular season champions. Gooch is fouled. The foul is on Mulligan.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part tonight by Mills Family Pharmacy, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Bell Jewelers, and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Inbounds, Clark for three, fading away with a hand in his face. Do you know what happened? He nailed it. 30 points with that first bank three. Right side, now he blocks a shot. They're going to call a foul, I think. No, they say it went out of bounds. They did not call a foul. as DJ Williams had his shot rejected. Inbound is Chevelle Glover. Glover to Farrell. Long pass almost stolen away by Clark. Driving in the lane, Williams laying good. DJ Williams, first basket of the night. Up the floor, Clark spots for the three. It's a little short. Rushed that one a bit. The deep rebound, he gets his own to Ryan Jones. And Jones brings it way out here. Gets it over to Clark for three from downtown. Charles Clark, 33 and counting.
Well, that's back-to-back performances, one by Rogan and now one by Charles Clark, 33 tonight, not too far behind by Ryan Jones.
Pass stolen away by Clark. Up the floor, Ryan Jones lost the ball. Now stolen away by Siegel, House, and it goes out of bounds. Lots of subs coming in. Clark and Jones probably done for the night with 5:25 to go in the game.
25 turnovers tonight for Smyrna.
Lyons back in, and Roberts along with Norman. Lyons for three. It's in and out. Rebound. Chevelle Glover. LaLance, the other Siegel star, into the game as well. You're going to call a kickball, Braxton Eddings. Many of these young men played on that sectional runner-up or sectional champion team that Patrick Stoker had over there at Siegel Middle School a few years ago. Sophomores now in the lane. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched here by Siegel. Make that Smyrna. Siegel basketball. Eddings to Norman. Calls the play. Back over to Braxton, right wing. Deep corner out there. LaLance, left side. Over to Lyons on the right. Back to Roberts on the left. Got players cutting through, trying to get somebody open. Norman to Eddings. Not open for the three. 4:40 to go. Bad pass to LaLance. He pulls it in. Now over to Lyons here, near side. Lyons fakes right, goes left, gets free, now goes up, has a shot blocked by Farrell. Rebound, Johnson for the Bulldogs to DJ Williams. Williams foul line jumper and off the back of the rim. Tip up by Glover, won't go. Tipped it up again, he's got it, has it blocked by Eddings from behind. Goes out of bounds, and Siegel basketball. Coming into the game for Eddings is number 34, Connor Wilkerson. So an all-sophomore lineup with one freshman and a senior. So three sophomores, a freshman, and a senior, the lineup for the Stars now as they have a commanding 81-48 lead. Norman goes baseline, has it blocked, tipped back out. Roberts runs it down to Lyons. Coach Dotson calling the play. And Coach Ryan Jones up there, too. Lob into Roberts. Fade away from about six. Won't fall. Tipped around. Hunter Farrell runs down the loose ball. Now the long toss up to Johnson. Johnson's five-footer. No good here from the right baseline. Goes out of bounds off of Smyrna. Coming in for the Bulldogs, Tristan James. And I believe they'd like to get Siegel a sub in here with LaRich House. And they're going to let LaRich House come in. Siegel actually called a timeout to let him in, but they're not going to actually take that timeout. They just took the timeout to let him in the game. Omar Lyons up to Norman. Norman bounce pass to House down low. Trying to go up here amongst the trees. Has it blocked. Now puts it back up. Missed that. Lyons from the left side. Good. Omar Lyons, the freshman on the scorebook. Long pass up the floor to Johnson. Smyrna going up with Glover. Glover's going to be fouled before the shot. 3 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the game. 83-48. Siegel Stars leading this one rather handily. First toss, bounces around, then finally falls through from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Fans Heating and Air will design the perfect system to meet your needs, 893-7930. Glover in double digits now with 10. This toss is good. 11 points. In the corner, Smyrna lost it out of bounds at Siegel basketball. They trapped Siegel over there in the corner. Norman, the long baseball pass up the floor. LaRich House lays it in with the left hand. 85-50. Tristan James for the Bulldogs to Glover. Glover, foul line, left elbow, glides in there from the left block, lost the ball, and there's a whistle. Have no idea who that's on there.
I think they called that a jump ball, actually.
Did they? Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be Smyrna ball on the alternate possession arrow. Tristan James. James to Glover. Gives it up in the paint. Shot up by Johnson, no good. Rebound, Smyrna, or rebound Siegel, rather. Norman, the pass to LaLance. LaLance down low, going up, Wilkerson. Make that Norman has it stripped away. Three ball from the deep left corner, LaRich House. It's going to be a pretty special player, I think. They've got a very good young squad here backing up this excellent Siegel starting five. Bounce pass is going to be thrown away. Harrelson couldn't hold on to it, and really not a very good pass from Johnson. Minute 37 to go, 88-50 Siegel. LaRich House getting the high five over there from Ryan Jones. LaLance to inbound. Passes off, gets it back. Trapped, Norman then has it tipped away. Tristan James to Harrelson, laying good. LaLance in the backcourt. Long pass up. Wilkerson finds Norman. Over to Lyons for three. How about that? Counted as a two. Stepped on the line. Omar Lyons, 90-52 with 54 seconds. On the drive, DJ Williams has it stripped away. Clock running now with 40 seconds. LaLance to Lyons. Lyons in the backcourt. Over to LaLance. Up the floor to Norman. Norman with 29 seconds. Don't know if they're going to try to hold it or not. 25 seconds. Lyons, left wing. Back to Wilkerson. Top of the key with 18. Norman has it now. Norman over on the right side to House. House and Johnson working on each other. Lyons at the foul line, backs it back out. That's going to be it. 90-52 is your final tonight. 90-52, Siegel Stars are a winner over the Smyrna Bulldogs. First final in boys basketball is in. And it's the one we hope you just heard here on WGNS. Also, we've got another one. This one just in here. Blackman 70, Stewart's Creek 47. 70-47, Blackman boys a winner as well. We'll see if we can run down any more scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard as we jump into your Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show. That's coming up when we return here to Siegel High School. Hope you'll stay tuned. We'll be right back.